intended to. To
King of the Mountain, where you yeah. Toughen by down the hill.
Yeah. Anything else like that?
Oh, pick up and smear, where you play football and you have the ball, and just when everybody tries to tackle you, throw it up, somebody catches it, and you cream them.
Okay. Now, did you ever play any games with knives?
No.
Throwing the knife
on the ground.
I don't mean
we used to, yeah, just for fun, just throw it to the ground or something, darts.
Okay. Any games with a rope?
No.
Jump rope, I was thinking.
I never even jumped rope, no.
How about marbles?
Yeah, you used
play marbles?
Used to play marbles.
Can you describe the marble games you played?
You had a circle and several marbles. I don't even remember any of these games. And you try to knock the marbles out of the circle.
Did you have your names? You had no names. Mm-hmm. All right. How about the game, did you ever play jacks when you were little?
I couldn't do it.
All right. Now, any special names for kinds of parties? Different kinds of parties you had in high school and now?
Well, birthday parties we'd have, and parties, record parties, dance parties. We had a band, or if you didn't have a band, just I don't know.
Call it a dance party if you had a band. Would you call it a dance party if you had
just records? Yeah.
Okay. Now, what kinds of records do you like to listen to? And focus here on the generic terms, you know, and the kinds of style rather than the performance. I'm not using the performance, but just.
Well, slow rock occasionally, and then fast, just modern music.
Oh. How would you distinguish rock music?
Rock, and let's say the more modern, maybe top 40 type music, occasionally for the dancing, and slow dancing would be the album music, maybe.
Yeah. Top 40 music you'd call rock?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you call the kind of music you sounded before you didn't like?
Country music.
Yeah. Now, do you have any other names for besides that?
Hick music. Hillbilly
okay.
music.
All right. Do you use the word jazz?
I like jazz
okay.
music.
Now, what is that? How does that differ from?
It deals with improvisation.
Okay.
And it's basically has your trumpets, saxophones, right. and trombones, and drums.
You play an alto sax?
Yeah.
You listen to Charlie Parker?
Yeah. And,
you know Charlie Parker?
Cannonball Adderley, Charlie Parker.
Have you ever Charlie Parker was in a class by himself?
I've heard of him.
Listen, Charlie Parker is the greatest alto sax player. I really think so. I mean, he's absolutely unreal.
Tommy Newsom's my favorite.
Yeah.
Tonight Show.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, you listen to Charlie Yardbird Parker, died about 1940, maybe 1950. He played with Dizzy Gillespie and that. Bebop, that whole era.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just really in a class by himself. And as a musician, I think you really appreciate him. I should have thought of that far away from here over the top of the place and perhaps got some of his records. Now, I'd like you to tell me finally now what are your attitudes about style, about correctness, you know, and the way English was taught in England school and the attitudes the teachers had, and how they conform or depart from your disagree from with your attitudes.
Well, right now my attitude, where the Tennessee is a strict Harbrace College Handbook university, and it's ridiculous. You have your freshman first quarter, you write themes. That's all you do is write themes, and you have set certain standards. So many mistakes as an A paper, so many mistakes as a B paper. And it, you know, they don't take much into consideration for content.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, say you have the best paper that's ever been written in the entire university and you misspell two words at the B paper.
Uh-huh.
And the standards are ridiculous, I think.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know.
Okay, that's good. Now, what about the, we were talking before about the it is I, and that's a good example of, how do you feel about the use of it is I as opposed to it is me?